I am not throwing away my shot. I am not throwing away my shot. Hey, yo, I'm just like my country. I'm young, scrappy, and hungry, and I'm not throwing away my shot.
We have arrived at a significant moment in the history of Rochester Theater. Hamilton, an American musical, is the most talked about Broadway show in years. The touring edition comes to the Auditorium Theater on April 23rd. 8 days later, on May 1st, Geneva Theater Center premieres Revival, The Resurrection of Sun House, a musical commissioned by Geneva, bringing to the stage the life story of a monument of blues music, Sun House, for whom Rochester plays a significant role. Two important shows, important in different ways, but speaking to one issue, race. Hamilton is something we didn't see coming, but we should have. Lin-Manuel Miranda is the one who did see it coming. His story of one of the country's founding fathers is recast, literally, for the 21st century. The music is rap and hip-hop, and cast as these historical figures, all of them white, are people of color. Sitting through period costume dramas can be a butt-numbing experience. Powdered wigs make me silently groan. But this Hamilton is not provocative window dressing pandering to a modern audience. Having black actors portray George Washington and Thomas Jefferson should set off a jarring alarm in the back of our heads, a reminder that many of these revered Americans were slave owners. The cast gives pause to the declaration of, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal," because that's not how America has played out over the years. White people don't solely own that history and have been slow to acknowledge it. It's only now that statues celebrating Confederate generals are being removed from public spaces. Miranda's innovative Hamilton is not rewriting history, it is rethinking it. The actors reflect the music. Rap and hip-hop are engines of black culture, as is the blues. Sun House first began recording the blues in 1930. John the Revelator, Preaching the Blues, Grinning in Your Face, Death Letter Blues, and Walking Blues are songs we'll hear again in Revival, written by the Pulitzer Prize-nominated Keith Glover. Sun House was a complex character. Teenage preacher, sharecropper, five-time husband, alcoholic. He killed two men. Self-defense, he claimed both times. In 1943, Sun House simply disappeared. Until 1964, when three record-collecting blues nerds followed a rumor that the old blues man was living in Rochester. And they found him on a porch in Cornhill. Al Wilson, a young blues enthusiast who would go on to front the band Canned Heat, was recruited to teach House his own songs, because after 21 years, he'd forgotten them. The Schauerbrock brothers from the House of Guitars got him gigs around town. House played the Newport Folk Festival. He toured Europe. He played with Buddy Guy. Sun House's legacy inspired B.B. King, Eric Clapton, and Jack White, and his legacy fueled Rochester's own blues scene. By sheer coincidence, Rochester Music Hall of Fame bluesman Joe Beard moved into the apartment next to Sun House. Beard didn't realize his son what House was. To Beard, he was just an old man who told stories about the old bluesmen of the South, like Charlie Patton, yet to be discovered icons walking in his neighborhood. When House's true identity was revealed, other Rochester musicians made the pilgrimage to that Cornhill front porch, often with a bottle of whiskey in hand, to appease this blues god. The primer, Son House called it. John Mooney, himself now an acclaimed bluesman, was a teenage acolyte. The familiar blues players on our local scene today, such as Brian Williams and Rockin' Red Palmer, went there. They all brought the primer. Complex characters are the best theater. Sun House is a story that writes itself. Too much of a story. When the play was given a public reading in 2015 at Geneva, it took professional actors a Wagnerian 3.5 hours. Glover has since trimmed it. House's life story needs no embellishment. A black man living in racist 1920s Mississippi. The poverty. The drinking and infidelities of the juke joints. Revival explores House's personal failings and society's as well. The battle between God and Satan. As Glover has somehow sadly reminding us, too many men's swinging from trees had faith. I got a letter this morning. How do you